This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for emicin, erythromycin, azathioprine. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about emicin tablets and mixtures. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have benefits and risks. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking emicin against the benefits expected for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with your medicine. You may need to read it again. What emicin is used for? Emicin is used to treat certain bacterial infections, control acne, in addition to other acne treatments, prevent infections in people with a history of rheumatic disease, congenital heart disease, or other acquired valvular heart disease, and who are allergic to penicillin antibiotics. Emicin is an antibiotic that belongs to a group of medicines called macrolides. These medicines work by killing or stopping the growth of bacteria, which cause infections or make acne worse. Emicin will not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds or flu. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why emicin has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed emicin for another reason. Emicin is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that emicin is addictive. Before you take emicin, when you must not take it. Do not take emicin if you are allergic to medicines containing erythromycin, e.g. EES, or any other antibiotic from the macrolide group, e.g. clarithromycin, roxithromycin. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing. Do not take emicin if you are taking any of the following medicines: terfenadine, oristemizole, sisapride, pimazide, or domperidone. Class IAN3 antiarrhythmics, e.g. quinidine, disopyramide, procainamide, amiodarone, and sotalol. Certain neuroleptic centri, and tetracyclic antidepressants. Arsenic trioxide, methadone, buadipine, certain fluoroquinolones, imidazole antimycotics and antimalarials, e.g. pitamidine IV, simvastatin, lovastatin, or atorvastatin, ergotamine, or dihydroergotamine. Taking emicin with any of the above medicines may cause serious side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure if you are taking one of the above medicines. Do not take emicin if you have severe liver disease. Heart rhythm disorders from birth have developed it. Irregular heartbeat or severe chronic heart failure. Deficiency of potassium and magnesium in blood. Do not take emicin if the packaging shows signs of tampering or the tablets or mixtures do not look quite right. Do not take emicin if the expiry date (EXP) printed on the label has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date, it may not work as well. Do not use any emicin mixture left in the bottle after 10 days. If you are not sure whether you should start taking emicin, talk to your doctor. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking emicin during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or wish to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking emicin when breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you have any medical conditions including liver problems, heart problems, myasthenia gravis, a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily, eye disorder, pneumonia. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking emicin. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines you can buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with EES. These include medicines used to prevent blood clotting, such as warfarin, acinacalmerol. Some medicines used for epilepsy such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, hexabarbital, phenobarbitone, and valproate. Theophylline, a medicine used to treat _ asthma. Diltiazem, verapamil, phenylephrine and mifepristone, medicines used to treat high blood pressure and certain heart conditions. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Omeprazole and cimetidine, used to prevent ulcers by reducing amount of acid produced in stomach. Cyclosporin, used to prevent organ transplant rejection or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Tacrolimus, used as an adjunct to kidney transplantation. Triazolam, zopiclone and midazolam, used to treat sleeplessness. Nifazodone and St. John's wort, medicines used to treat depression. Alprazolam, used to treat anxiety disorders. Methylprednisolone, another corticosteroids. Vinblastine, a medicine used to treat Hodgkin's disease. Sildenafil, used to treat erectile dysfunction in adult males. Mesolastine and ebastine, medicines used to treat allergies such as hay fever. Ritonavir, used to treat infections in patients with advanced HIV infection. Medicines used to treat fungal infections such as ketoconazole, itraconazole, fluconazole. Rifapentin, rifampicin, clindamycin, lincomycin, chloramphenicol, streptomycin, colistin, and bactericidal beta-lactam antibiotics, e.g. penicillin, cephalosporin. Bromocriptine, used to treat various conditions including Parkinson's disease. Colchicine, used for pain relief in gout. Alfentanil, a medicine used for pain relief during anesthesia. Cilostazole, a medicine used in the treatment of painful calves due to poor blood flow to the muscles. Diphenoxylate with atropine, used to treat diarrhea. Opiates used as analgesics. Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. Phenifexidine. Your doctor can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. If you are not sure whether you are taking any of these medicines, check with your doctor or pharmacist. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking emicin. How to take emicin. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the bottle, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The usual adult dose is 1 emicin tablet, 400 mg every 6 hours, but this may vary from person to person. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you will need to take. This depends on the infection being treated and how severe it is. For children, their doctor will work out the dose according to their age, body weight and how severe the infection is. Your doctor will adjust the amount or frequency of your doses according to the infection being treated and the severity of the condition. How to take it? Tablets, swallow whole with a glass of water. Mixture, always shake the bottle well before using a metric measure to measure the correct dose. Shaking the bottle and you using a medicine measure will make sure that you get the correct dose. You can buy a medicine measure from your pharmacist. When to take it? Space the doses of emicin evenly apart and take them at about the same time each day. This will allow emicin to have its best effect and also help you to remember when to take it. Emicin can be taken with or without food. However, taking emicin with food may help reduce the chance of a stomach upset occurring. How long to take it for? Keep taking emicin until you finish the tablets or mixture, or for as long as your doctor recommends. If you're being treated for an infection, emicin is usually taken for 1 to 2 weeks. Your infection may not clear completely if you stop taking your medicine too soon. For controlling acne, emicin is normally taken for a few months. Check with your doctor if you are not sure how long you should be taking emicin. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have any questions or are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital if you think you or anyone else may have taken too much emicin. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much emicin, you may have nausea, vomiting, or problems with your hearing. While you are taking emicin, things you must do. If you are taking Emicin for an infection and your symptoms do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse, tell your doctor. If your baby develops irritability with feeding, or has severe vomiting during treatment with Emicin, tell your doctor immediately. This may be a sign of a stomach disorder in the infant. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Emicin. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are being given this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking Emicin, tell your doctor. If you get severe diarrhea, tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after you have stopped taking Emicin. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without checking with your doctor. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. If you have to have any urine tests, tell your doctor you are taking Emicin. Emicin may affect the results of some tests. If you develop itching with swelling, or skin rash, or difficulty breathing while you are taking Emicin, do not take any more, and contact your doctor immediately. If you get a sore white mouth, or tongue while taking, or soon after stopping Emicin, tell your doctor. Also tell your doctor if you get vaginal itching, or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal infection called thrush. Sometimes, the use of Emicin allows fungi to grow, and the above symptoms to occur. Emicin does not work against fungi. Things you must not do. Do not use Emicin to treat any other conditions, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Emicin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking Emicin, even if you feel better after a few days, unless advised by your doctor. If you stop taking Emicin too soon, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. If possible, your doctor will gradually reduce the amount you take each day, before stopping the medicine completely. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Emicin. Emicin treats infections and controls acne in most people, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. If any of the following happen, stop taking Emicin and tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital. Signs of an allergic reaction such as any type of skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, troubled breathing, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital if you notice any of the following: yellowing of the eyes or skin, jaundice, severe stomach cramps, feeling generally unwell and having poor appetite, loss of hearing, ringing or buzzing in the ears, fast, irregular or pounding heartbeat, palpitations, chest pain, muscle pain, weakness and joint swelling, dizziness, drowsiness, confusion, hallucinations, fits, any type of skin rash, itching, hives, serious scaly red rash with bumps under skin and blisters, severe diarrhea especially if bloody, any vision problems, in infants, irritability with feeding, or severe vomiting. The above list includes serious side effects which may require medical attention. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you: stomach cramps and pains, feeling sick, vomiting, accumulation of gas and severe diarrhea, oral thrush, white furry sore tongue and mouth, vaginal thrush, sore and itchy vagina, vaginal discharge, weight loss, fever, headache. The above list includes the more common and mild side effects of Emicin. Tell your doctor if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After you have finished taking Emicin, tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, particularly if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with Emicin: severe abdominal cramps or stomach cramps, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody, fever, in combination with one or both of the above. You may have a serious condition affecting your bowel. These are rare, but serious side effects. Therefore, you may need urgent medical attention. Do not take any medicine for diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. After taking Emycin, storage. Keep Emycin where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Keep Emycin tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep Emycin mixture in the refrigerator, but not in the freezer. Do not use any mixture left in the bottle after 10 days. Do not store Emycin or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave Emycin in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Emycin or your medicine has passed its expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Emycin is available as a tablet and mixture. Tablets are 19mm x 8.7mm oval, normal convex, flesh pink film coated tablet marked EN on one side, alpha symbol on the reverse. Each pack contains 25 tablets. Mixtures are available as two strengths, Emycin 200, Emycin 400. Both mixtures are pink free-flowing granules. When reconstituted, pink suspension with a cherry odor and flavor. Each bottle contains 100mL of mixture. Ingredients. The active ingredient in Emycin tablets and mixtures is erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate. Emycin tablets. Emycin tablets contain 400 mg of erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate. The Emycin tablets also contain the following inactive ingredients: calcium hydrogen phosphate anhydrous, maize starch, sorbic acid, povidone, purified talc, sodium starch glycolate, magnesium stearate. Opidri Pinco YB34901, Ostar PI2963. Emycin tablets do not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. Emycin mixtures. Emycin 200, each 5 milliliters contains 200 mg of erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate. Emycin 400, each 5 milliliters contains 400 mg of erythromycin, as erythromycin ethyl succinate. The mixtures also contain the following inactive ingredients: sorbitol, propylene glycol alginate, sodium citrate, colloidal anhydrous silica, aspartame, 951, sodium benzoate, 211, erythrosine CI45430127, Trusil Nature Identical Cherry Flavor, Ostar PI11977. Emycin mixtures contain benzoates, aspartame, phenylalanine and sorbitol. Products containing sorbitol may have a laxative effect or cause diarrhea. Phenylketonurics are warned that this product contains phenylalanine. Emycin mixtures do not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. Manufacturer. Emycin is made in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. Australian registration numbers. Tablet Emycin-Ostar 71310. Mixtures Emycin 200, Ostar 48286. Emycin 400, Ostar 48287. This leaflet was prepared in July 2023. Emycin_CMI/JUL23.